Yo, what's cracking, my fellow MGTOW warriors? I was going to do a video about that backpacker that got murdered and how the feminists in this country are starting to demonize all men, all because of the actions of one person who is currently before the courts. However, because it is a very sensitive subject, I don't know when or even if I will upload it. However, having said that, that murder was callous, unforgivable, and cowardly. Nobody should come into this country and be subjected to such heinous violence. It's just completely unforgivable. So having said that, I want to talk to you today about another topic, how the hashtag MeToo movement is changing the way office parties are being held, even to the point where they're giving them away altogether. Now, just last week, I spoke to you about two imaginary people in my video about how being MGTOW at Christmas could be beneficial. Sally and Derek at an office party on a Friday night. They got a bit too drunk, hooked up, and on the Monday, Sally filed a sexual assault allegation against Derek. And as a result, Derek lost his job a few days shy of Christmas and had to wait the mandatory 13 weeks stand down for his first unemployment benefit check. Although it was just a scenario, in a truthful sense, it is happening all around the world as we speak. It just takes one radical feminist and a bit too much alcohol for a shitstorm to occur. Even just making a casual, inoffensive remark could see the guy me too'd by this female. Bunched up on alcohol, she can't think rationally and would take offence to even, you know, the most basic of comments. It has now got to the point where it's so bad, it is extremely hard to have a conversation with a woman in the workplace, even professionally, and even when alcohol is not involved. She might not agree with your ideas, so she will cry me too, and that will get you in a hell of a lot of trouble. So as a result, a lot of workplaces are doing away with alcohol now. There's one workplace I know. They are getting rid of their beer, wine, and pizza evenings and are substituting them with mini pies, lamington cakes, sausage rolls, and bakery items, and substituting the alcohol with soft drink like Sprite, Fanta, 7-Up, and Coca-Cola. And they're moving their have it at the end of the day to lunchtime, during the week, you know? And it's not just me too, which is changing things. It's also health and safety rules, by the way. You know, if you get too drunk and trip over a chair, then the boss has got a whole lot of paperwork to fill out for the health and safety department. But that's what I'm trying to say. Alcohol plus woman plus functions is a very dangerous mix and could land you in a whole lot of trouble. In fact, there are some workplaces that are completely doing away with Christmas functions. And they're just using the excuse, you're here to work, not to have fun, you know? And I know a lot of workplaces in Wellington alone that are like this. And, But, yeah, it's largely because of Me Too, you know? A lot of workplaces are changing, if not giving away their workplaces. Christmas functions, you know? They don't want people to get into trouble. So that's what I wanted to say. Hit the like button, share, thank you, have a good day.